Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Once in a Very Blue Moon by Deborah Lowry is a coming-of-age story of a young woman, Brianna Nelson. Her mother dies giving birth to her, and her father, Mel, becomes a sad, bitter alcoholic. Brianna is raised by him, and it's a very dysfunctional environment. Fortunately, she has several angels in her life that help her with her burdens. Among them, Bobby Coleman, a handsome young man, a couple of years older than her, becomes her protector and eventually her love interest. Also, her psychic grandmother, Lily. Deborah Lowry loved to read from a very early age, read all of the Nancy Drew mysteries as well as just about any book she could get her hands on. She grew up in Davenport, Iowa, attended the University of Iowa, majored in journalism, later moved to Miami, Florida, worked on the Miami Herald newspaper for 2 years, wrote a column for the Pineapple Post newspaper in Jensen Beach, Florida, human interest stories, interviews with local people, some investigative articles as well. Deborah has suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome for many years, but has learned to live with it and around it. Writing is one of the most important joys and therapies for her. She moved to Port St. Lucie, Florida, lived there for 13 years, on her way across the country now that we'll talk about on the program today. Deborah Lowry, author of Once in a Blue Moon, our guest on This Week in America. Deborah, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's great to be with you. I'm really excited. Very excited. I've been really anticipating.
Let's get your location out of the way here. Yeah. I mentioned Port St. Lucie. You're basically in transit. You're going out west to be with your son and grandchildren out there.
Yes, Rick. I've been wanting to do this for quite a while, and it's like the stars were all aligned. It was time to move. So I sold my house, and I moved out here about 10 days ago and found a place to live, but it's not going to be ready for a few weeks. So I'm in a nice motel right now, just kind of relaxing, I'm going to be 10 minutes away from my son and my three grandchildren, so I am very excited.
And you should be, and best of luck with that. Yeah. This is going to be an exciting time in your life, and it is an exciting time with this book, and we'll talk about another book that you've written as well, Once in a Very Blue Moon, Deborah Lowry, our guest on the program. You'll find it at globalsummithouse.com, Amazon, all the usual places. What prompted you to write? I love this story, the complexity of the characters, the interaction. Talk about the motivation. Where did you come up with this story?
Well, Rick, this story has been kind of working through my psyche for a long time. I actually wrote a screenplay of this, if you can believe it.
Oh, interesting, so yes.
I used to think I just wanted to write screenplays, and I actually wrote a screenplay of this book, and a company in California, they were nice enough to send me a letter, and they said, well, we think this is really good, but we think you should be a writer, you know, write books. This reads like a book, not a screenplay. So I thought, at first I was kind of upset, but, oh, okay, well. So I started, you know, turning it into a book, but, you know, it's my hometown, so I think there's, like nostalgia involved. Times where I was living in Florida that I just missed, you know, where I grew up, you know, my old friends. My father was back there for a long time. Sometimes you just miss where you came from. So I think that's where it started. And then the character Brianna, you know, I think she's kind of based on me when I was younger. She goes to Woodstock. I didn't get to go to Woodstock. I wanted to. A little too young. I don't think my parents would have let me.
I'm
trying to let her... Yeah, and I asked my mom the other day. She goes, well, I don't know. Maybe you should have asked me. I had some fun, you know. Well, as you probably know, her life wasn't all fun. I mean, her childhood was pretty rough. But, you know, I wanted her to show that she went through those struggles and then things turned around for her. And, you know, I wanted her to inspire other people. That can happen. Sometimes you think you're in a situation
love that character. Yeah. Deborah Lowry, if you're Googling that, it's Lowry, the author of the book Once in a Very Blue Moon, is our guest on the program, set in Davenport, Iowa, her hometown during the 1960s. I love the title, Once in a Very Blue Moon. How did that develop?
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that. Um, I just, I think there was a song from when my parents, both were in a band when they were younger, and I can remember some of the music, like Shine On Harvest Moon, and some of the songs
certainly.
They were
yeah.
singing, like, you know? Yeah. And so I had the moon in my mind. But when I first, I had a playwright friend, his name's Nathan Sanders. He was helping me with the book a little bit. And I first called it Once in a Blue Moon, and then I all of a sudden realized that there were about 10 other books with that name. And I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And my friend Nathan said, Dad, just put in Once in a Very Blue Moon. And it's like, okay. And it changed it. That was the only book out there with that name. So it was a series of events that that name came about.
Well, I love the title. I love the cover of the book. The book is Once in a Very Blue Moon. GlobalSummitHouse.com is the publisher. Amazon.com, of course, to find the book, all of the usual places. Let's talk about Brianna. You were talking about how you hope the reader perceives Brianna. I love the characters, many levels to her. She's the main character. Talk about maybe your relationship to Brianna. You sort of alluded to that part of her might be you.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, part of her is me, Rick. I mean, a lot of people don't grow up in perfect situations. I mean, most people don't actually,
Exactly.
And my father had an illness. He had problems. And so we had some, I just felt like I was kind of like trying to take care of him as I grew up. And it was, and I just it wasn't the best situation, to be honest with you. It just wasn't. It wasn't his fault. He was, he'd be a very kind man, but he just wasn't well, to be honest with you. And I realized at a young age that I had to just accept it and, try to help him as much as I could. But, I life didn't get as bad as I think I made Brianna's. I mean, I had food, to eat and roof over my head. But you get, like, emotionally, I don't know what the word would be, just shut off when you're in a situation where you just feel kind of desperate and you don't know what to do. So I parts of my life, earlier life, were very much inside what's going on with Brianna. But she did have, her wonderful grandmother who finally just said, enough of this. Her mother, Brianna's mother, Ivy, when she died, she had heart problems, and she knew she wasn't supposed to have a baby. And she told Lily, if something happens to me, let Mal, that's Brianna's father, raise the baby. Well, Ivy died in childbirth. And so Lily was trying to respect her wishes, but she just couldn't take it anymore when she saw what Brianna was going through. So she went and swooped her up and took her out to this beautiful home in the country. And Brianna's whole life turned around.
Well, it's so fascinating to watch all of the challenges she faces, how she faces those challenges. Mm-hmm. It's a very relatable book in terms of the characters, certainly. Deborah Lowry, our guest on the program, she's author of the book Once in a Very Blue Moon. Let's talk about some of the other characters and how you relate to them. I mentioned Bobby, the neighbor that turns out to be a love interest, the grandmother Lily, the antique business. That talk about developing those characters, and how many of those characters are based on people that maybe were in your life?
Well, I'll have to be honest, Bobby, to start with, definitely was in my life. I met somebody when I was 15 years old, serendipitously met him. And, for like 15 years, we were trying to make it work, and I described Bobby. I mean, the guy looked like Paul Newman. What can I say? Young Paul Newman.
Yes.
Like Bobby, handsome. And we had wonderful times, but we were both battling issues, that was, like back in the 60s, everybody I knew was having some kind of addiction problems, to be honest,
Yes.
And I mean, I was too, and he was too. And it was just like, oh, things would be wonderful for a while. And then, somebody would do something, we'd end up getting in a fight and break up. But I did pattern Bobby after this person, and this person's still living. He's still back in Iowa, and we're still very good friends. Which I'm so happy about. I mean, I hadn't seen him for years, but I would even still have dreams about him. Because, when you meet somebody when you're 15, you know, they become like part of your soul.
Yes.
Kind of. And,
yes.
And you know, I would keep having dreams. And then I saw on Facebook or somewhere that his mother had passed, and I just picked up the phone and got him, and which just surprised me. I didn't think I'd even be able to. And we've been talking ever since then, you know, just as friends. But, you know, there's still the, you know, this love, you know, that was always there. So that's where, anyway, that's where Bobby came from.
Now, how about the, how about Lily?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a good question. I've thought about that because I actually, Lily is a little bit me. Well, she's not just a little bit. I mean, she's kind of out there. Like, I can be pretty, I like, you know, unusual things and unusual people. I mean, I'm like really open to different experiences, and I like to read and watch, you know, movies that I wouldn't normally probably be thought of as well. Like, I've been watching action movies, for example, which sounds silly, but I'm in the motel with not too much to do, and I've been watching The Matrix and all these, and I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, it's like, it's kind of exciting, you know, watching these people, you know, I mean, they never stop. And so I'm just looking at different things, but Lily is the part of me that is just wants to experience all kinds of things. I think she's just very open. And honestly, Rick, I have had a lot of, I guess you would say, psychic things happen to me. Not lately. When I was younger, I have just so many things. I mentioned one of them in the book, but like my grandmother, one night I was dreaming that she died, and she has a leg amputated because she had diabetes, and my leg hurt so bad I woke up crying, you know, in the morning. My pillow was soaked, and about 5 minutes later, my father called me and said, Grandma died last night. And I mean, you know, people can have premonitions. I think I've had some of those, but I also had some really strong things like Lily where I could actually kind of see, like when my son was, like, in, you know, 8 years old one time, I something told me where he was, and he was at a place he'd never been before. There's really no reason I would have known. I just got my car and, like, drove to this place, and I found him, and he was really kind of in trouble. So I just think stuff like that is really, to me, it's like a gift from God, you know, maybe to come and help people when they need help.
Yes.
And, you know, so that's where Lily's on. Lily Branable have parts of me, I guess I would say.
Well, and she's such an interesting character, as they all are in Deborah's book, Once in a Very Blue Moon. Deborah Lowry, the book republished by GlobalSummonHouse.com, available there, Amazon, all the usual places. We'll give you all that before we conclude the conversation today. It sounds like a lot of this is based on your experiences, the era, some of the qualities of the characters, the time period. What was it like emotionally for you going back? Did parts of the book bring back emotions that you went through during this period?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rick. It's actually been an emotional journey to write that book. It really has, because, yeah, there were scenes that just made me cry, even if I still read the book. Like, I haven't read it for a while, but,
yes.
You know, there's scenes that make me cry. Like, when Lily dies, I mean, I still cry. You know, Brianna falls to the floor. I mean, Lily was her anchor, you know, and she just collapses in the, you know, hospital room. And that scene, you know, when she loses Lily, you know, that makes me cry. I mean, even, you know, even though it wasn't always perfect, you know, when I lost my father, for example, it's hard to lose somebody, you know, and, you know, whatever your relationship, especially, you know, if they're, you know, your family. So there, and then there are parts when, well, Bobby goes to Vietnam. I don't want to give too much away to somebody who hasn't read it, but he gets drafted because, you know, that was my boyfriends were getting drafted back then and sent to Vietnam.
Yes.
And that brings up a lot of emotion for me. And
just even saying that brings up emotion during that period. And unless you live through that, you don't understand the emotion that you go through and having loved ones and facing what the country was facing during that period. Deborah Lowry is, and that's Lowry, is the author of Once in a Very Blue Moon. The book is now published. Talk about that experience. You know a good story because you started reading Nancy Drew mysteries at a young age and read all sorts of books. So you know a good book when you read one. How does it feel to have the book published? Are you happy with the way it turned out? Because it's getting rave reviews.
You know, I am happy, Rick. I mean, just finally finishing it felt really, really good. And I decided, well, if it doesn't sell, if people don't like it, you know I've done my best. I've put my heart and soul into it. And so that felt good. But then when I'm getting people, you know, the response that I'm getting, I mean, it's been like surreal and wonderful. I mean, a lot of people that I'm on Facebook with, a whole bunch of people that I graduated with and who also lived through the 60s. And I've, you know, put a couple, you know, things on there about my book, and so many people that I went to school with and read the book and love it. And they're all like, oh, I felt like I was at Woodstock, because I wanted them to feel like that. If you didn't go, you read my book, you know, and you feel like you're there. I bought a book about Woodstock to make sure everything was accurate, but that's how I feel, you know. And if other people, you know, enjoy the book and it makes them feel good or feel something, that's wonderful to me. You know, to me, that's really worth more than like $1 million, seriously.
It's doing so well. The book is marketed by Global Summit House, a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. That's Global Summit House, and you'll find the book there, globalsummithouse.com. It's the second book, a novel you've had republished by Global Summit House. What's the other book that's available?
The other book is called Broken Butterflies, and completely different book, but it's based on a true situation that I was involved in. Someone that I knew in Florida actually, you know, killed her ex-husband. And I was close to this person, not that I wanted to be. I sort of got sucked into a situation that I was trying to get out of. And it was a very, very strange experience. But I've gotten a lot of really good feedback from people who've read it. I mean, it's one of those books people have told me they can't put down. I've had people tell me they read it in like one night.
Oh, one of those, yes. Yes, it's impossible. Yeah. I want to see one more chapter, what's happening, and all of a sudden you're almost through the book, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, you don't care, because it's just been a really good read to get there. And if you go to Amazon and you just click Deborah Lowry, and you'll get information on both of the books there, Deborah Lowry, Lowry. A couple minutes left in the program. Are you working on something now, working on a third book?
Yes, I am, Rick. As a matter of fact, I'm smiling because I'm so glad you asked. All of a sudden, I realized I've been struggling with what I want to do next, and I've started something, wasn't happy. All of a sudden, I know exactly what I'm doing. It's going to be a continuation of Once in a Very Blue Moon. Brianna's baby is going to come, to adulthood. And it's so she's still going to be in it. Bobby's still going to be, and it's going to be. I'll just mention one thing, and I don't want to give him. My son, who's almost 40 now, went to Iraq 3 times. And I'm going to, you know, show what a mother or father or somebody goes through when they have a child or a family member in a war. You know, brought up a lot of the Vietnam era for me. I mean, when I wasn't happy that my son was being sent to Iraq at all.
Yes, yes.
And I really struggled with it. So. That's what I'm thinking. It's almost like it's writing itself. The book is actually writing itself. I can't even sleep at night. I'm like making notes, you know?
Yes.
So that's what I'm looking at, yeah.
Sounds like no writer's block. You just can't shut it off. They keep coming and you've got to get up and write the ideas down. Yep, that's the position to be in. A minute or so left here. After publishing and writing Once in a Very Blue Moon, what's this been like for you? Did you learn something about yourself as you did this? Again, reliving those times, writing the book, accomplished author now, a successful published author. What did you learn about Deborah in this whole process?
Well, I learned that she doesn't like to quit. She doesn't like to give up because, you know, as you mentioned, I have chronic fatigue and I have had it for many years, and it can be, you know, I can be really, really exhausted at times, and there's times where I can't write, but then as soon as I feel better, I'm just back on the computer, and it's given me a lot of more confidence of, you know, that I've got the determination. I mean, when I want to do something, I'm going to do it, you know, no matter how long it takes. The first book even took me several years, but I just kept getting, you know, it's like you pick yourself up and you keep going.
Yes.
And that's where I've gotten out of both of them.
Well, you've done so well with the books, and this book is available now through globalsummonhouse.com. The book at Amazon, the usual places. The link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can get information on Deborah's books. This is Once in a Very Blue Moon. It's a delightful story of, and you'll fall in love with Brianna, and it's good to hear that Brianna lives on, so we'll be able to follow her exploits, the highs and lows of her life. It's a fascinating read. Plan on allowing a lot of time, because you're not about to put the book down once you get started, and we'll be looking forward to the sequel on that. Deborah, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success, being a published author, and this whole new journey out in Arizona, and sort of like starting life over out there with the family. Congratulations on that move. Much success, and hopefully we'll talk again in the future.
I hope so, Rick. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Our pleasure. Deborah Lowry, Once in a Very Blue Moon, book available at globalsummonhouse.com, Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.